Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The DH, Craig Kuzik. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Gorenski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball four. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is hit by the pitch. North moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North scores. Allen moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Picciolo for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile strikes out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cusick scores. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lintz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to third. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to home to get Armas. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to second. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kuzick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. Kuzick moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Hile steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cusick is walked intentionally. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorenski strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Bill North. Earl Williams pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing center field. Rodney Scott now playing second base. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Terrell bunts in front of the plate. Sanguillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alexander. Carew reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.